When news cycles kick it up a notch, the stories that dominate headlines tend to blot out all the other stuff human beings are up to. Laurent Belsey writes today about the Federal Reserve's decision on Wednesday to hold interest rates unchanged amid the economic uncertainties, read oil flow, of war in Iran. But beyond the world's more pressing issues, people have other quandaries to resolve too, like this one. Is Egypt African? As our contributor Hannah Hamad reports, some quarters of Cairo are buzzing with the melodic sound of Swahili. In a country firmly planted in the Arab world, southward trade and infrastructure developments are kindling interest among young Egyptians in the cultures and languages of their sub-Saharan neighbors. It's Thursday, March 19th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Kurt Schillinger. First, our curation of news briefs from our writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs or on our app. President Donald Trump is pushing Japan's prime minister for help with the Iran war. Takaishi Sanai had indicated that she hoped to talk about China with Mr. Trump in Washington on Thursday. Instead, the Japanese prime minister is likely to face pressure from the president to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz by deploying warships to the Middle East. That's a tough ask for Ms. Takaichi, even though she and Mr. Trump get along well. The war in Iran is unpopular in Japan. A recent poll showed just 9% of Japanese people support it. The White House waived a shipping law in an effort to stabilize oil markets. The 60-day suspension of the Jones Act, which requires U.S. cargo to be transported between ports by U.S. ships, will allow vital resources like oil, natural gas, fertilizer, and coal to flow freely to U.S. ports for 60 days, according to a statement from White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. The move comes as energy prices rise amid the ongoing Iran war. Also, the legacy of labor and civil rights icon Cesar Chavez is under scrutiny. That's following a New York Times investigation published on Wednesday that includes allegations that he sexually abused women and girls for years. Mr. Chavez is one of the most celebrated activists in American history for his work as founder of the United Farm Workers Union. His co-founder, Dolores Huerta, released a statement on Wednesday claiming that she experienced two abusive sexual encounters with Mr. Chavez. Multiple cities and the UFW have canceled celebrations for Cesar Chavez Day this month. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com or our app for the latest news. President Donald Trump has been pressuring the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates, but the Iran war and surging oil prices are complicating the economic picture, prompting the U.S. Central Bank to hold rates steady. Laurent Belsey reports for the Monitor. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen faced fierce questions about his conduct from a fellow Republican during his confirmation hearing for Homeland Security Secretary. Mr. Mullen offered a slightly more conciliatory tone on immigration enforcement than his predecessor. Sarah Matusik reports for the Monitor. During the third funding shutdown since last fall, Transportation Security Administration employees are again working without pay and bearing the personal cost of a political standoff. Some workers are taking sick days and others are quitting, causing airport delays. Story Hinckley, Victoria Hoffman, and Sarah Matusik report from Denver and Boston for the Monitor. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard told lawmakers the U.S. military campaign in Iran had effectively destroyed that country's military capabilities. But she deflected questions about whether the Trump administration had been warned that Iran would attack its Gulf neighbors and close the Strait of Hormuz, bringing oil shipments to a halt. Victoria Hoffman reports for the Monitor. Is delayed justice really justice? Citizens of India have the right to a speedy trial, yet it can take decades for cases to make it through the South Asian country's overworked and understaffed courts. Contributor Fahad Shah reports from New Delhi for the Monitor. In Egypt, the study of sub-Saharan African languages like Swahili is on the rise, pointing to a larger identity shift in how the country sees its relationship to the rest of the continent. Contributor Hanna Hamad reports from Cairo for the Monitor. Now, commentary from the Monitor's editorial board on the big lift in intelligence from AI. Ever since the launch of ChatGPT in 2022, news about the impact of artificial intelligence on jobs has vacillated between two four-letter words, fear and hype. As a result, about two-thirds of Americans believe AI will lead to fewer jobs, while the overpromising of AI's potential has helped lead to a similar proportion of Americans not using AI much or at all in their jobs. By last year, however, surveys of AI's actual impact in the workplace had started to roll in, and many indicate a move toward enhancing the application of reason, analytical judgment, and other skills of humans, and redefining intelligence to levels beyond the limit of a machine or the brain. One federal survey in the New York, Northern New Jersey area found that a large share of businesses using AI are retraining workers to utilize the technology with no significant reductions in employment. For those who have a job, they are more likely to be retrained than replaced by AI, the survey concluded. Another study by three prominent universities found that employees who were retrained to use AI earn substantially more. Meanwhile, research analysis by Morgan Stanley, a financial firm, found AI will not only augment human capabilities, but also could come with an unprecedented demand for reskilling. AI will be a net positive effect on employment growth. Each wave of technological transformation has brought both disruption and opportunity, said Morgan Stanley U.S. economist Heather Berger. We expect AI to do the same. While some roles may be automated, others will see enhancement through AI augmentation, and AI is likely to create entirely new roles. Upskilling means elevating the capabilities of workers beyond what they believe is their level of intelligence. The nature of work in the AI era will require an expansion of qualities such as curiosity, intuition, and humility. The skill that is going to be rewarded most in the short run is imagination in finding creative ways to use AI, Rajiv Rajan of Atlassian, an office software firm, told The Economist. The world's thinkers have often tried to break the belief that intelligence is human-centric. The founder of The Monitor, Mary Baker Eddy, wrote that discernment requires a capacity for spiritual understanding beyond the physical senses. Such intuitions reveal whatever constitutes and perpetuates harmony, enabling one to do good, but not evil, she stated in Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Just before the debut of ChatGPT, three Dutch academics wrote in the journal Frontiers in Artificial Intelligence of the need to reconceptualize intelligence in its many possible forms and combinations. Human intelligence is not the golden standard in defining the capacity to realize complex goals. AI might catch up with human intelligence, they suggested, but we should not dwell on whether AI will outsmart us, take our jobs, or how to endow it with all kinds of human abilities. Rather, humans can expand their capacity for judgment to better supervise the growth of AI. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how we have an innate ability to perceive the spiritual reality of life that heals. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas and Tim Malone.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.